This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. After 3 decades in power, Chad's president, Idriss Deby, died Tuesday from wounds suffered on the battlefield, the army said in a shock announcement just a day after he was reelected to a sixth term. The 68-year-old was one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, surviving numerous coup attempts and rebellions. Deby's son, Mahamat Kaka, was named interim president. The U.S. ambassador in Moscow said Tuesday he will head home for consultations, a move that comes after the Kremlin prodded him to take a break as Washington and Moscow traded sanctions. Ambassador John Sullivan said in a statement that he is returning to the United States this week to discuss U.S.-Russian ties with members of President Joe Biden's administration. He emphasized that he would go back to Moscow within weeks. The Czech Republic is asking EU and NATO partners to expel Russian diplomats in solidarity following Prague's diplomatic spat with Moscow, the foreign and interior minister said Tuesday. He said he would summon the Russian ambassador Wednesday to disclose further steps after the expulsion of 18 Russian diplomats believed by Prague to be secret agents and of 20 Czechs from Moscow in retaliation. The call comes after Prague accused Russian secret services of orchestrating a fatal explosion on Czech territory in 2014. Meanwhile, Russia declared 2 Bulgarian diplomats persona non grata in a tit-for-tat response to Sofia's expulsion of 2 Russian diplomats last month over suspected espionage, the foreign ministry said in a statement Tuesday. The expulsions came in March after prosecutors charged 6 people with spying for Russia. This is VOA News. Angela Merkel's conservatives Tuesday confirmed Armin Laschet's nomination as their Christian Democratic Union chancellor candidate in September's election, as his rival conceded. The leader of Germany's southern state of Bavaria, Markus Söder, representing the Christian Social Union, backed his rival to replace Merkel, saying, quote, the die's cast, end quote, and promising support without a grudge. Jurors met for a second day of deliberations Tuesday in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer charged with murder and manslaughter after kneeling on the neck of a dying George Floyd during an arrest in the Midwest city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, last May. The 12 sequestered jurors are considering 3 weeks of testimony from 45 witnesses, including bystanders, police officials, and medical experts, along with hours of video evidence that make up the most high-profile U.S. case involving accusations of police misconduct in decades. Chauvin, who is white, has pleaded not guilty to second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree depraved mind murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the death of the black man. Jurors must reach a unanimous verdict on each charge to convict or acquit. A single holdout would result in a mistrial, although the state could then try Chauvin again. Europe's drug regulator was set Tuesday to rule on the safety of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine after fears it could cause extremely rare clots. The announcement was expected as an EU official promised to have enough vaccines in hand to inoculate the majority of European adults by the summer, a boon for the continent's sluggish rollout. The United States is also expected to announce its decision on the single-shot J&J vaccine by Friday, as nations around the world try to accelerate their vaccination programs and revive their pandemic-ravaged economies. The American drug maker said Tuesday it was very confident in its vaccine. Pharmaceutical companies making COVID vaccines are largely protected legally in the event of harmful side effects like blood clots that have been linked to shots from AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. However, while some governments will pay compensation due to sufferers, others assume it is the responsibility of the companies, even after drug agencies back the vaccines. A viable bomb has been found near the home of a part-time police officer in Northern Ireland, the region's police force said in a statement Tuesday. The device was found Monday in a town near the city of Londonderry. A security alert in the area remained live as police investigated the circumstances of the attack. We are treating this as an attack on a member of staff who also serves her community as a part-time officer, the Police Service of Northern Ireland said. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.